Hello family, and welcome to today's segment. Today's theme is "The whole world is yours," and the Bible reference is from Matthew chapter 13 verse 44. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he had, and buyeth that field. The Lord Jesus vividly describes the kingdom of heaven as a hidden treasure in a field. The field symbolizes the world, and the treasure within it is the church. Jesus saw the church in the visions of his spirit. He in turn paid the ultimate price, shedding his own blood, to legally acquire the whole world for the sake of the treasure therein. Thus, the world belongs to Jesus. He is its rightful owner. Hebrews 1 verse 2 from the Amplified Classic Version emphatically declares this: Jesus Christ is not just an appointed heir, but he is the lawful owner of all things. But in the last of these days, he has spoken to us in the person of a son, whom he appointed heir and lawful owner of all things. Then in Romans 8:16-17, we learn that as children of God, we are joint heirs with Christ. This implies that everything that belongs to Jesus belongs to the church in the same way that it belongs to him. Therefore, as he is the lawful owner of all things, so are we. He doesn't own it without us, and we don't own it without him. We have equal rights to everything that the Father gives to Jesus. Ephesians 3 verse 8 describes our wealth and inheritance as boundless, fathomless, incalculable, and exhaustless. Hallelujah. Have this consciousness. Walk through life with the mentality that the whole world belongs to you, because it does in Christ Jesus. The whole world was willed to Abraham, but the promise had to be fulfilled in Christ. The Bible said, "And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." Galatians 3 verse 29. The whole world is ours. We are not trying to get it. It belongs to us in Christ. Now you can understand why the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 3 verse 21-22. "Therefore let no man glory in men, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world. All are yours, blessed be God." Hallelujah. For further study, read 1 Corinthians 3:21-22, Romans 8:16-17, and Ephesians 3 verse 8. If you are taking the Bible in 1 year, Judges 19:20-21, Judges 19:20-21, and then Luke 14:25 downwards, and Luke 15:1-10. If you are taking the Bible in 2 years, Romans 11:1-12, and Psalm 119, verse 81-104. Hallelujah. Can you take the confession after me? The whole world is mine, because I'm an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ. In Christ, I'm the rightful possessor of boundless, incalculable riches. Wealth which no human mind can unravel. I walk in this confidence today that in Christ I have access to every blessing, and all things are mine, in Jesus' name. Amen. The whole world belongs to you. Own it. Live as such. Hallelujah. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll speak to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.